Good morning, folks. Had a conversation yesterday about what the average dad would be or the average dad looks like or what the average kid should expect from their dad. So this is quite a funny one. My background, my story is my father left, my parents separated when I was about 5. My father left the state when I was about 7. And then we had a stepfather from 9 onwards that we still got and was the father figure in our household. Still amicable with dad, love my dad, it's all good. I'm very fortunate that I've gone from a single mum to another father figure that was able to be a father figure for us. So that's the background, that's the premise, and that's the bias that I'm coming from in this story. But what does the average dad do? So I don't really have any recognition of what a dad does on a day-to-day basis because my traditional upbringing was dad goes to work. Dad goes to work, he gets home at 8, he gets to sit on the couch and do nothing because he's worked the whole fucking day. We live in this house because of dad. This is my house now. I work. I'm dad. I pay for this stuff. But I'm now, I guess, a newer age dad where I help out around the house. I do stuff with my son. So I'm home today working from home with my son. We've played all morning. I've got to clean up now. And then I'll bath him tonight. I hang out with him on the weekends when his mom's at work. So I do all that. To me, that is an above and beyond father. I still feel like I'm just doing the average and I'm just getting by and surviving with my son. But to me, that would be the top tier dad that I never had. Now, we will get things wrong that my stepdad and dad did perfect for us, but we don't realize that until our kids are older and they have these weird traumas that you would think as a parent, you're doing the best for your kid. So no matter what we do, my son will have some sort of trauma or issue with the way that we brought him up. You see that, everyone, like it's first world problems. I might be that, well, I didn't get a cuddle when I was a kid because my stepdad didn't give that to me. But then on the flip side, I wouldn't be able to own homes. I wouldn't be successful and be the man that I am today without my stepfather's upbringing. So which one's better? I don't know. That's subjective, isn't it? There's no objective way to be the best dad. So I always look at it that way. But it's interesting. What role does a dad need to play? And I think any dad that gets to hang out with their son, takes them to soccer training, like you're probably doing okay. And you compare to, I don't know, I think you set the standard for yourself and then your wife will see whatever standard that you provide as just doing what you're doing, like, yeah, no big deal. And it's such a fatherless role because, it's such a thankless role because mum gets the cuddles, gets the kisses, gets the I love yous, gets the nurturing. We are constantly running our minds at a mile a minute about what my son needs. I can't leave this job. I can't make this dumb decision. I can't do this without the backing of knowing my son is going to be okay. And that's something that women don't see as well. So I cannot see what my wife sees in terms of having to clean up the house or having to prepare for my son to go out or having to prepare his lunch. I cannot see that as a man. But my wife can also not see the decisions and the stress that run through a man when it comes to being the provider of the household. So that's, I guess, where the woman submits to the man and then the man runs the household. You are a solo island, I guess, on top. This is the way I run my marriage. So if you disagree, more than welcome to. You can run your marriage however you want. Like the father on top, the wife, and then the son runs that way in decision-making tree the stress and the responsibility. So my family is my responsibility. I dare say that my wife would say the same whilst I'm here and whilst I'm around. So going back to it, I think the average dad is doing the best that you can. You won't know what there's no book for this shit. There's no book for living. There's no book for being a dad. Like, what a kid will need from you and what your mother and what your wife and you can provide for your kid. There's no rule book to say that you work this out. So when I essentially made redundant, had to find another job when my son was first born. So I got to be a stay-at-home dad for quite some time while my wife worked. And that was eye-opening because men by nature are not maternal. We don't see these kind of things. And whilst at home, was just trying to survive every single day. days were flying because I wasn't doing anything. I was just waiting for my son to go to sleep so I could have an hour to myself and just surviving the day. And I found that time went so fucking fast. And to me, that was an eye-opener to, that's not what I want to do. Like, I'm never going to see my son at 1 year old again. I need to sit back and enjoy this. And you need to be prepared to be the man that you want to be for them. And that's why I've fallen down the self-improvement journey probably ever since he was born, because I didn't want to be the young, immature, angry me. I needed to be better for him, and I needed to be a better dad for him in the areas that I feel like my parents got wrong for me. I'll, of course, miss things. I don't know if I said this earlier. I'll miss things that my parents did great for me, but the things that they didn't do great for me, oh, I'm going to do great for my son. And then I hope that it turns out well. So peace out. That's today's video. I hope it brings some value. It's a tough one. I can make a lot of videos about being a dad or what it's like to fall into that. So I might head down that route a bit because it's kind of an idea that I've got, and I think I'm doing all right at it. So peace out. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Thank you.